Bible. There ought to be one near you. We're in the book of John. Book of John. Chapter 17. I really ought to tell a story, but I don't really have any good stories right now. It's very sad. Say, oh. I know. We're going to have extras at my house tonight. Oh, good stuff. Difficult stuff, fun stuff, hard stuff. Anybody have a fantastic summer story they're just dying to tell? Christopher, did you go on a mission trip this summer? Book of John, chapter 17. Did I put that up? Ooh, the Book of John, chapter 17. The Book of John, chapter 17. The Book of John. Say amen when you're there. Amen. How many people need a Bible? Who needs a Bible? Are there extra Bibles? Wave an extra Bible if you got an extra Bible. Lord help us. There should be plenty of Bibles in this place, right? It's a church, for heaven's sake. Ooh, nice. If I was, what was it that you called me earlier? Homeboy. I'd have some fancy rap about wave your Bible in the air or something. Just like you care. Praise God, amen. Here we go. So let me tell a story. Set up the book of John chapter 17. Here's what's going on. Jesus and his disciples have gathered in the upper room. They've already had communion together, and they took off together. And Jesus is getting ready to take off. He's leaving earth, not on a jet plane. He's just leaving. He's headed out. So don't sing the song. Don't do it. I know you want to do it. So here's what Jesus does after... I like this music stand, and I don't know what's going on. After he spent some time with his disciples, that's a fun word to say. Not as fun as Bangladesh, though. I don't know why, but that was, there you go. After he, some smiles. After he has spent some time with his disciples, kind of letting them know, here's what's going on, here's what you can expect, it's going to get hard, I'm leaving the Holy Spirit, it's all good. Okay, ready, set, go. Then he spends some time praying, and this is what he prays. After Jesus said this, he looked toward heaven and prayed, Father, the time has come. Glorify your Son, that your Son may glorify you. For you granted him authority over all people, and that he might give eternal life to those you have given him. Now this is eternal life, that they may know you, the one true God, and Jesus Christ, whom you have sent. I have brought you glory on earth by completing the work you gave me to do. And now, Father, glorify me in your presence with the glory I had with you. Here's what, I don't know if you guys picked up on this. Jesus starts his prayer, and so this is, the whole chapter is Jesus praying. Some of us could learn just a little bit about prayer right there, just by, like, have you ever prayed for seven paragraphs? That's obviously a rhetorical question. But Jesus starts by praying for himself. And there's some recognition here that I want you to get. There's some recognition on Jesus' part, even in that tiny little prayer. There's some recognition, some things that Jesus knew and some things that maybe we can get a hold of, right? Jesus recognized who his Father was. Jesus recognized his place in time and space. Like, he understood what was going on around him. He understood what was coming. He understood that he was about to go and suffer and die. All of that was in his head while he was praying. And sometimes I think we pray like the same prayers out of routine. I don't know if you guys ever do this, but like some crazy thing could be happening. Maybe you really want to go on some trip and you're praying the same prayer that you've been praying since you were 5 years old. Like, you don't recognize your place in time and space, or you've lost track of that or something. I don't know why we do that, but I do that too sometimes. Jesus also recognized his position, right? He's the Son. He's speaking to God the Father. And sometimes, boys and girls, watch this now. We're the children of God also. And sometimes we, like, lose track of that. We're the children of God. When we go to pray, we should pray with expectation. Like, Dad, help me. Right? That's how Jesus prayed. Dad, help me. He also recognized his authority, because Jesus had authority on earth, and he even talks about it. The glory I have and the things and the authority I have over all people. We have authority too because Jesus left his spirit with us and in us. We have that same kind of authority. He talks about his task, his message, and his purpose, which was to bring salvation to us, right? But here's the thing I want you to get. This whole prayer, so look up here for a minute. This whole prayer, Jesus prays this full-on prayer. It's a three-part prayer, and he starts with communication with the Father. He starts with praying about himself. This is me. This is what's going on in my heart. This is what's going on in my life. I recognize my surroundings. I understand what's going on. And Lord, it starts with my communication right here. I want to make sure my relationship with you is right before I move on to anything else. Because after this, we'll see that Jesus prays for his disciples, and then he finishes up by praying for all believers. And I think there's meaning in those things. But before we get to those things, I want to show this video because I watched this video today and it just like resonated in me. If we have an understanding of our relationship with the Father and we begin our time with that, then all the other stuff will work so much better. So I want to show you this quick video. It's about 4 minutes, I think, and you can feel free to sing along if you'd like. Is your relationship with him right? Have you got that first thing squared away? The first thing. Okay, God, it's you and me time. It's you and me time, Lord. I know I got all this other stuff I got to take care of, Lord, but right now, I don't care about any of that. It's you and me time. That's what Jesus did. And this isn't a small thing. This is a huge thing. Jesus recognized. Jesus is about to go to suffer and die. I mean, that's what's got to be on his mind. And yet, he starts this whole thing with, okay, Lord, it's you and me time. It's you and me time. Father, the time has come. Glorify your Son, that your Son may glorify you. There's this whole button down, we got to fit inside this box and do worship this way and do worship that way. And I don't know about you, but I'm a big fan of walking downtown New York City with headphones on and singing right out loud. People just looking at you like you're crazy. You know what? Who cares? It's you and me time, God. Doesn't matter who's around. It's you and me time. It's you and me time. After that, Jesus begins to pray for his disciples. Now recognize, Jesus didn't have a wife and kids. He had disciples. He had 12 family members. This next section of prayer, you got to think of it in these terms. He's praying for his boys. These guys have been with him for thick and thin. They've been with him for all his, I mean, most all of his ministry. They've been there beside him. They've watched the miracles. They've watched the difficulties. They've seen and heard and felt. And he's praying for them. This is his family. Everybody look around with your head on a swivel. Look around the room here. This, boys and girls, this is your family right here. Okay? This is your family. And this is what Jesus said. I have revealed you to those whom you gave me out of the world. They were yours. You gave them to me, and they have obeyed your word. By the way, verse 7. Now they have known that everything you have given me comes from you. For I gave them the words you gave me, and they accepted them. And they knew with certainty that I came from you, and they believed that you sent me. I pray for them. I am not praying for the world, but for those you have given me, for they are yours. All I have is yours, and all you have is mine. And glory has come to me through them. Oh, I hope he prays that about me. Right? Glory has come to me through them. Verse 11. I will remain in the world no longer, but they are still in the world, and I am coming to you. Holy Father, protect them by the power of your name, the name you gave me, so that they may be one as we are one. Protect them, he says. Verse 12, while I was with them, I protected them and gave them, kept them safe by the name you gave me. None has been lost except the one doomed to destruction, so the scripture would be fulfilled. I am coming to you now, but I say these things while I am still in the world, so that they may have the full measure of joy within them. Stunning. I have given them your word, and the world has hated them. They are not of the world any more than I am of the world. My prayer is not that you take them out of the world, but that you protect them from the evil one. They are not of the world, even as I am not of them. Sanctify them in your truth. Your word is truth. As you sent me into the world, I have sent them into the world. For them, I sanctify myself, that they may too be sanctified. You see, Jesus is the lover of our souls, and his focus turns outward, and he begins to talk about, Father, I'm taking off, and I'm leaving them behind, so be with them, protect them, remind them that I'm sending the Spirit to be with them, encourage them, and bring them joy. I'm pretty happy with that. I think he knew what he was doing when he was praying, right? Protect them and give them joy. Here it is, though. Also, he says that when with the joy, they have the opportunity to be one. Ephesians chapter 4, I think I have this on a slide. It says this. This is Paul, right? Oh, good. As a prisoner of the Lord, then, I urge you to live a life worthy of the calling you have received. Be completely humble and gentle. Be patient, bearing with one another in love. Make every effort to keep the unity of the Spirit through the bond of peace. There is one body and one Spirit, just as you were called to be one hope, called to one hope when you were called, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God, and Father of all, who is over all and through all and in all. I don't know if you guys picked up on this, but Paul seems to think that we ought to be one. Jesus seems to think we ought to be one. He prays again. After this, he prays again for all believers, and this is what he says. He says, be one, be one, be unified, be together, be a family, look out for each other, hope for each other, build one another up. Don't stab your brother in the back. Carry him on when he is down. Help him, encourage him. I don't know if you guys have picked up on this. It's kind of a theme throughout the summer. You see, we live in a world where all we get is tripped and pushed and stabbed. But not here. Not here. We have unity of the Spirit and the bond of peace. We know that Jesus said that if there's something between you and your brother, you need to take care of that before you leave your gift at the altar, right? I hope you guys are getting this. In the fall, I spent many weeks just talking about who Jesus was. I talked about who Jesus was day after day after day after day. You guys would come in, you'd sit down, and I'd say, this is who Jesus is. This is who Jesus is. And 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 then in the spring, I talked about grace, because everything we have is a free gift from God. It's not about us. We didn't earn it. We didn't make it. We can't buy it. It is free from Jesus. Everything we have that's good came from him. Every good and perfect gift has come out of heaven. And it was Jesus who paved the way. Jesus who paid the price. Jesus who brought it to us. You see, if we understand who Jesus is, and we know the great things that he's given us, and we together are one, oh, watch out. Watch out, world. We are going to be a force. It doesn't matter if there were four people in this room, or if there's 40 people in this room, or if there are 400 people in this room. If we get these things, these basic identities of who we are, who Jesus is, what he's given to us, and how we need to be one, there'll be no stopping us. We'll be invincible. I hope you guys get that. I hope you get that. That's my heart. I hope you understand that. You see, it ends with Jesus praying directly for us. Watch this now. My prayer is not also for them, not only for them. Verse 20. Watch this. This is crazy. My prayer is not for them alone. I pray also for those who will believe through their message. That's us. That's you and that's me. That all of them may be one, Father, just as you are in me and I am in you. May they also be in us, so that the world may believe that you sent me. You guys getting this? Jesus is praying for us, and he's saying, if they know who I am, they understand the gift that I've provided for them, salvation, hope, peace, joy, patience, understanding. If they get that, and then if they're one as we are one, look what he says. Let's read it, verse 21 again. That all of them may be one, Father, just as you are in me and I am in you, may they also be in us, so that the world may believe that you sent me. We understand who Jesus is. We understand his gift. And then we lift him up. That's it. Jesus said, I'll call all men to myself, and they will believe. Because of your testimony. Because we're one. That's the whole thing. That's the whole thing. Very, very simple. The message tonight is actually called, What Are You Fighting For? What are you fighting for? What are you fighting for? There's this saying, maybe you've heard of it. If you don't stand for anything, then you will fall for anything. Or maybe that's not how it goes. If you stand for nothing, you'll fall for anything. If you stand for nothing, you'll fall for anything? Sure, something like that. Right? What are you fighting for? If you don't stand for something, then you'll fall for anything. You'll fall for the latest fad. You'll fall for culture. You'll fall for the cute boy or the cute girl. You'll fall for all kinds of nonsense. You'll fall for whatever happens to be out there. You'll fall for it. There's this other saying that I really like, and it started with a group called Petra, so I'm dating myself. Lord help me. Right? It started with a group called Petra, and the saying is this, get on your knees and fight like a man. Have any of you guys ever, I'm not looking at you, Monica. Have you guys heard that before? Get on your knees and fight like a man. It's an old school phrase. Get on your knees and fight like a man. What it means is pray. Get on your knees and fight like a man. It means pray. The question is, what are you fighting for? And when I say, what are you fighting for? What I mean is, what are you praying for? What are you praying for? Look at what Jesus prayed for. He prayed that his relationship with the Father would be right. He prayed, you've got glory, you gave it to me, I've got glory, I'm giving it back to you. Whatever glory that I have worked up, whatever glory has been shined on me, I want to be like the moon and just reflect it. I don't have any that comes from my own self anyway. I just want to be like the moon, right? The sun has glory. It has its own light. The moon does not. It's just a giant piece of dirt. But it reflects the sun's glory. Let me be the moon. That's what Jesus was saying too. I have glory. Obviously he had his own glory, but I have glory, and the glory you gave me, I'm giving back to you, and the glory that I gave them, they give back to me, and the glory's bouncing around all over the place. But basically he's saying this, let my relationship with you be right. What are you fighting for? Let my relationship with you be right. He's covered that ground, then he says this, protect my family. Protect my family. What are you guys fighting for? Are you fighting for your family? Then he says this. Then he says, let all who hear be one as you and I are one. Right? Let there be unity in the spirit and the bond of peace amongst the believers. Let that be. To me, that's ministry. Jesus is saying, okay, we got this thing, we got this thing, we got this thing. What's next? What else do I need? I need ministry. I need to call you guys out to go and minister. Call you guys out to go and minister. Some of you are just like, I'm like 13, what can I do? You can do stuff. I'm like 15, I barely can tie my shoes. I don't care. Chris Black just went to Saipan. He stood up here and said, I didn't know how to do any of that stuff. It's not about what you can do. It's about whether you're willing to do. So, Jesus is calling you guys out. Are you willing to do? Are you willing to show up and change the course of history? I'm going to go to Madeline now. If I was Southern, I'd say it with a little accent, but I'm not, so I won't. I'm going to go to meddling now. What are you guys doing? What are you doing? In the end, all of this is Jesus doing. He is praying, and praying is doing. He's changing the course of history. No one changed the course of history more than Jesus Christ. He's changing the course of history with his prayer. We're sitting here because of this prayer. Don't kid yourself. We're sitting here because of this prayer. We're protected from the enemy because of his prayer. He had a commitment and a connection with the Father. So what are you doing? So if you want to do, here's what I need. I need people who are faithful, available, and teachable. People who are faithful, available, and teachable. If you're faithful, available, and teachable, then I want you to give your time, your talent, and your treasure. I don't have talent. Shut up. Yes, you do. You do. Everyone here has talent. God gave us talent. He gave us talent to go with our purpose. If you want to figure that out, let me help you. Oh, Lord, let me help you. Let me help you figure out what God's called you to do. Doesn't matter if you're in junior high or high school or you're graduated. He's got a purpose for you. He's got a call for you. He's got something for you to do. So figure it out. It's a simple message. Sorry, I'm sick. I'm more charismatic, right? Forgive me. It's a simple message. I'm pretty much done now. What I want to do is, I love it when my wife laughs. Do you guys love it when my wife laughs? It's like four people said yes. I love it when she laughs. She's so quiet when she laughs. She's snickering like a cartoon character. What I want to do is I want to spend some time praying. Yep, we're actually going to pray here tonight. Dear heavens, I know, it's crazy. We're going to pray in church. I want to spend some time praying, and I want you guys to pray about what Jesus prayed about. I want you to pray about yourself, like get your connection with God going. Like, it's me and you, Lord. It's not about me and my neighbor. It's not about me and my day. It's not about me and that thing that's looming in the back of my mind. It's about me and you. 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 Get your connection with the Lord. Then I want you to work on praying for your family. That's what Jesus did. Praying for your family. Some of you, that means your parents or your siblings. For some of you, you got friends that you treat them like family. So you pray for who you need to pray for. Maybe even people you know that don't know Jesus. And you need to spend some time praying for them, that God would soften their hearts and draw them in so that they might come to know him as Savior, right? And then we're going to pray about all those who might come to know Jesus because of our testimony. Because of our testimony. Those are our friends who are unsaved. But it's also about more than that. It's also about God preparing us to do a work, right? It's also about figuring out what kind of thing we need to do, or we need to learn, or we need to prepare so that we can be used by the Lord. Ask him. He'll reveal it. Lord, what are my talents? What are my strengths? What do I need to do so that I can get ready to further your kingdom, to win people to Jesus? What do I need to do? Maybe it's to come to a meeting. By the way, leadership meeting, Sunday night, between 6 and 8 p.m. over in the Sunday school room. This Sunday, if you can't make it, that's okay. There's another one 2 weeks later, August 15th, between 6 and 8 p.m. in the Sunday school room. Come and find out what God wants to do in your life. Come and find out. Timothy, will you turn on some not greeting music, some quieter kind of music? I'm going to pray now, and then I'm going to have you guys all scatter around. This is a big building. There's room for everybody to have their own little space. Okay? We're going to spread around, and I want you guys to, seriously, I want you guys to try this. I want you to pray. Lord, help me connect to you. Help me connect to you. I am a child of God. You are my Father. Help me to connect to you. Two, I pray for my family. Maybe it's parents, maybe it's siblings, maybe it's close friends. I pray for my family, Lord. Three, prepare me to do ministry. Show me what you want me to do. Help me to know what my strengths are. Help me to sense the call that you put on my life. Can we do that? Nod your heads. Some of you are nodding. Some of you are not nodding. You guys are bad at following directions. Let's pray. Jesus, we ask that you would come. Holy Spirit, we pray that you would just wash over us. Let it not be about people in this room who are looking around trying to figure out what everybody else is doing. Let us really connect with you tonight. Let it be about us connecting with you one-to-one, Father to Son. Be with us, we ask in Jesus' name. Amen. Thanks, Timothy. Yeah, kill the lights. Okay, find a place that's yours. Get up on your feet. Everybody up on your feet. Everybody up on your feet. Find a place that's yours. Find a place that's yours. Find a place that's yours. Lord, we pray for families, for fathers and mothers and brothers and sisters. Our brothers and sisters in Christ. Strengthen them, Jesus. Protect them from the enemy. Help us to be one. Unite us, Lord. Pray that as a family we would bring glory to you, Jesus. That our families would be blessed. Our families would have work. That our families would be unified in spirit. Help us to be a reflection of your glory, Lord. Jesus, help us to find our own strengths, Lord, as we search how we might serve you. Reveal our strengths, Jesus. An understanding of our calling, Lord. Speak to hearts, Holy Spirit. You guys come back together for me, please. We turn on just one bank of lights. Make it the back one. Thank you. That's good. So here's my question by raise of hands. How many of you connected with the Father? Good. My next question's a little tougher. How many of you heard something from God about your family? About your family? You're praying about your family. You heard something about your family? Somebody else hear something from about? You heard something from God about your family? How many of you heard something from God about a ministry? What your strengths are? What maybe God's called you to do? Nice. Okay, so there's a handful of people. How many of you be willing to share something that God revealed to you in this time of prayer? I'm shocked. Come on up.
Okay, is this on? Okay, cool. I have this kind of bubble around me. Like, I hate talking to new people. I don't know why, but God was like, okay, you have this comfort zone, and you have the key to salvation. You need to break that comfort zone to give people that key of to salvation, because nobody's going to come to Jesus if you're comfy in your comfort zone. So that's how God spoke to me.
Amen. Anybody else? Molly?
I feel really, like, filled with the Holy Spirit right now. I'm a little dizzy, but God kind of just told me that I need to take advantage of the time when I'm around someone who doesn't know God, because there's so many people that I'm around that really don't have a relationship with Jesus, and as a Christian, it's kind of, you know, not doing God any justice, not saying anything. So, you know, really sharing the gospel with someone who doesn't know is saving their life, and it's such a huge thing if you think about it. And so he spoke to me in that kind of way, and then it just kind of, like, weighed on my heart. So, but it feels good to talk about it and tell you guys that it'd be a good thing to do. That's what I feel like. It's a good thing. So.
Amen. You guys are all like, I don't know, do we clap? Do we not clap? How do we handle this? Just do the chicken wing. It's okay. Anybody else? God said. Anybody else?
It wasn't so much that. I'm not saying that I'm cool with God, but I know what he wants me to do, and I'm totally for that and everything. So my heart actually during that prayer time ran out for other people, and a big person that was on my heart was Tyler. And Tyler, you asked me, I'm going to share it with everyone if that's okay. You asked me why I prayed for you and what I felt. What I felt was that you've got a very strong heart for God, and you want to do something for him. And I think what God told me to pray for you about was for your not your doctrine but your theology to keep working in that, because I'm not quite sure exactly what I felt, but he's going to use you there somehow. So that's why I laid hands on you and prayed for you. So, yeah.
That didn't already happen or anything. So. Anybody else? Go on once. There's more. There are more people in here that heard something from God, but you might be. You want to come up, Matt? It's kind of intimidating, right? But that's okay. We'll get over it. Here we go.
Hey, I haven't spoken in front of people in a while, so let's see. Well, I didn't even get to finish my prayer. I was still going. I had to cut it short. So I said, I'll talk to you later. We'll talk later tonight. So let's see. So God revealed to me that I need to be more loving with my family, and that even though Molly, I know that we haven't had, you know, we can't really touch, and God told me that even though I may not be able to, you know, give you love in that way, I can pray for you and love you in that way. And I know that sometimes you just, you know, you're not very physical, you don't like it as much, but I can give you love in that way. And I prayed also for my other family member, my brother, because he's just, you know, he's struggling at home and stuff. And, you know, I love him so much, He's been awesome, and I'm praying for my dad. He's been struggling a lot at work with his coworkers and stuff. And then I was just reminded of my mom and how awesome she is, and how she's just been so strong and in the Lord, and how she's been such a bolster for our family in hardships and stuff. I've been just so grateful for that. And then I was reminded of the plan and how unsure I was of everything. I'm just not sure of where, you know, I mean, I'm going to the 2-year, you know, starting Mendocino College right now. I'm doing 2 years for the first. But right now I still have no idea where to transfer to. So I'm like, I'm going, Lord, there's like a little bit of time left that I still have no idea where to go yet. And it's like, I'm really praying, like, where I'm going, come on. So I'm like, please tell me where I need to go. I still don't know, but I know that I'm going to keep praying, and really hope that he can reveal that to me. And what else is there? He just told me to just love and be a reflection of light to just all my coworkers that I work with. Because I don't think a lot of them are believers, and they just have these struggles and hardships. I see it all the time, and I can see that a lot of them are stressed out a lot. So I can see that because a lot of them smoke. So it's like I understand it because I can feel that you know almost a connection in that way. So been interesting. So I've been praying a lot for them, and let's see. I don't know. I've been praying a lot about believers and all the believers around here, and just that we come to understand more, like what God wants us to do and stuff. So
awesome.
Yeah.
Awesome. Maybe he should be the pastor. That was awesome. I'm excited. I'm excited about what God's doing. And I hope you guys are excited about what God's doing also, because I think he's got big plans and big dreams and big aspirations. And here's the thing that you need to know this also. There's some part of this that won't happen if you don't do it. There's some part of this that won't happen if you don't do it. Right? God has a plan for each one of us. And if we don't do that part, it doesn't get done. It doesn't get done. So let's pray, and then we'll dismiss, for heaven's sake. My wife just informed me that there are fudgesicles and Otter Pops. Praise Jesus. Fudgesicles and Otter Pops. Apparently they'll be over in the gym type area. Yes, fudgesicles and Otter Pops. Lord Jesus, we thank you so much that you have shown us the way. You showed us how to pray. You showed us what we need to do. You've given us insight and instruction. You left words for us, and you filled us with hope and joy. So we pray, Lord, that you'd help us to honor you by being one, having one purpose, one in unity and in spirit, and working together to accomplish your vision and your mission. We ask all these things in Jesus' name. And all of God's children said? No, I'll say like all of God's children said?
Amen.
Amen. If I could get a half a dozen people or so to help me put the chairs back, the rest of you, save us some Otter Pops and some fudgesicles. Yeah, Otter Pops and fudgesicles. Who doesn't like Otter Pops or fudgesicles? Seriously.